It is explained how the mirror of our heart is covered by the dust particles, which do not allow us to see ourselves in our true identity. What are these dust particles? These dust particles are explained as the desire to enjoy independent of the Lord and the anarthas, which are four in number. Maya mugdha sajiva sangeyo anarthas chaturvidha hriddaurbalyam chaparado asatrishna tattva vibramaha. So, hriddaurbalyam, aparad, asatrishna, vibrama, tattva vibrama. So these are all anarthas. And the desire to lord over this material world independently. So these are actually called as the dust particles. So these don't allow us to act in our true identity. So Srila Prabhupada explains how this mirror of the heart can be cleansed. As we know, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By the chanting of the holy name, we have to cleanse the heart. But while doing this process, Prabhupada says that if you adopt the right conception and right motivation, then it is very fast in cleansing the heart. These two problems can be cleared off. And the wrong conception is the material conception. The material conception gives rise to anger, fear, lamentation, aversion, or hatred, or all kinds of material qualities, which actually constantly torment us. And these kind of attachment, aversion, fear, anger, hatred, envy, right, all these things, they completely engulf the soul. They don't allow us to even chant the holy name properly. They completely put us in a state of delirium. So this is material conception. What is the right conception? Dina Krishna Dasya Koi Yena Mora Sri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Bhasi. So Dina Krishna Das, that is our real identity. A lowly servant of Krishna. That is the right conception. So when this right conception is remembered, and then what Prabhupada says is meaningful. How a child is calling out for the mother. So we actually sing every day this Tulsi Arati, in which we are reminding ourselves of our real identity. Asking, begging for service. Please kindly give me service. Please engage me in the service of the divine couple. I am only a lowly servant of Krishna. I have no other identity. I have no other qualification. So, if this is done consciously, because these songs are written by the acharyas, and if these songs are sung with proper remembrance and not forgetfulness, if these songs are sung with remembrance and with a desire to attain our true identity, then this material conception can be overcome. If this material conception of life is not overcome, if one is submerged in material identities, then one will be afflicted by false ego. That is a symptom. Just like a bull entering into a china clay shop. If you see a bull entering into a china clay shop, he just throws all the china clay to, breaks them into pieces and powder. Similarly, when the ego, when the false ego comes, all the material conception follows. All the problems follow. Why we have struggle in chanting? That's the main reason. Manashashtani, Indriyani, Pakritisthani, Karshati. The struggle arises from false ego only, ahankar, mithya ahankar. So, one has to reinforce this conception, understanding. I am not the body, I am the soul. That's the first. Secondly, I am the soul, but who am I? What is my identity? Jeev Krishna Das, Ehi Vishwas, Korelito Ar Dukkana. I am an eternal servant of Krishna and I have no other identity. And I am a lowly servant of Krishna, Dina Krishna Das. Thirdly, not only I am a Krishna Das and I am supposed to keep quiet knowing that identity. It is my nature to engage in the service of the divine couple. Not one day or two day or one month or 2 months, but eternally. Eternally I am their servant, the spiritual world engaged by my spiritual master. And that is my only activity. I have no other activity. So these things have to be constantly heard, they should be remembered, they should be repeated, and they should be reinforced in the heart. If one has to rise above the material conception. Because only, Prabhupada says, when we chant the holy names with the right conception, can the purification take place. Because if one is in a wrong conception, in a material conception, and one is trying to do just chant the holy name, it will have a very superficial effect. So this is one of the vital things in practice of spiritual life, to consciously remember our position when we execute the devotional activities. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.